Gift she'd have to share with him, and not one of the other drooling Lotharios around their firm. He'd walked through endless crowded malls, surfed 100 online shopping sites, grilled every one of his ex-girlfriends and female relatives, all to no avail. They couldn't understand why he didn't just ask Stephanie out, instead of trying to plan something elaborate to make his point. The answer was really very simple. He had a reputation as a ladies' man. She had heard about it and didn't want anything to do with him because of it. So straight up asking for a date wouldn't work. He had to show her he was serious first. Steph's reticence wasn't a new experience for Nick. Most of the women who were strictly platonic friends were ones who'd made it clear they were looking for Mr. Right, not Mr. Right Now. Starting in high school, Nick had learned how to give the not-going-to-settle-down vibe pretty well. Not that he didn't have committed relationships. He did. They just weren't the forever kind of commitment. So he had tried to respect Steph's obvious non-interest, but the gnawing craving in his gut wouldn't go away. He wanted her. Wanted that long, dark hair wrapped around his fist. Wanted those dark brown eyes burning with lust. Wanted that lushly curved body out of the business suits and arching naked beneath him. And even though he knew it was never going to happen, Nick couldn't stop dreaming about it. Steph was gorgeous, beautifully built, confident, and intelligent. She knew her assets and showed them off. She also knew her worth and wanted a man who did. What had she said to him once? Any man who has one foot planted firmly outside the door never really comes in. But he wasn't a fly-by-night kind of boyfriend. He took damn good care of the women he dated. He paid attention to what they liked and didn't like. It wasn't so hard. It just took a little effort, and Nick enjoyed making that effort. Enjoyed watching their surprise when he remembered their favorite author, favorite song, favorite places to be touched and caressed. Because of this, most of his exes were still his friends.
"You're staring," teased a soft voice beside him.
He tore his gaze away from Steph's wide eyes to look at the woman next to him.
"Looks like she liked your gift,"
Amanda said with a fond smile.
"Why didn't I ever get naked pics of you when we were dating?"
"You never asked." Stephanie hadn't either. At least not in the verbal sense. He'd been staying late one night working on his billable hours. The goal was twofold, to get a decent cushion for the holiday time off work, and also to forget about how he couldn't find a damn thing to give Steph that would get his foot in her door. The ploy wasn't working, so he'd stood and began to pace the hall that formed a ring around the center receptionist's desk and elevators. That was when it caught his eye. The small, crumpled ball of paper missed or dropped by the nighttime cleaning crew. It was wedged next to the polished wood leg of their waiting room sofa. He'd picked it up with the intention of tossing it when a bit of red and green caught his eye. Steph had been using a cute little stocking-shaped notepad ever since the first of the month. Christmas was obviously one of her favorite holidays. If the tiny decorated tree on her desk was any indication. He knew instantly the festive bit of trash had once belonged to her, and it took on new meaning just because of that. So, feeling a bit guilty but unable to help himself, Nick opened the bit of trash. And he'd been thanking his lucky stars ever since. At the top of the striped paper were the words, "Wish List," printed in a font designed to resemble a child's scrawl. Below that were the beautifully formed letters he recognized as Steph's handwriting. "Mom, new bread maker. Dad, deep sea fishing. Sam, gift card." And then she'd run a slash through that list and begun a new one. "My wish list. Naughty. Nicholas James, naked and wrapped in a bow. Nick kissing me senseless. Nick cooking me dinner naked, so I can stare at his ass. Going down on Nick. Yum. Nick going down on me. Double yum. Fucking Nick until he can't walk."